Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have the zip code?
87901.
I do. Thank you for that.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Laquana, L-A-Q-U-A-N-A. You said 87901?
Yes.
And may I please have the first and last name?
Yes, my name is Cydia Rodriguez.
I do. Thank you for that.
Okay, and the reason I'm calling is because there was a charge on my credit card statement, and so I called my credit card company because there were a couple of other charges actually from different companies, and they actually, and I had ordered some a couple of things, but they had given me a price, like $13 and whatever, and then my credit card comes out to like almost $100, so I called and I told the credit card company that that was being fraudulent because they never told me that. But anyway, so one of the charges on my credit card statement was for $24.99 from this organization, Pinnacle. And I don't recall ordering anything from you guys, so I don't know if somebody got my credit card number or what happened. Could you tell me what it was that was ordered from you folks?
Okay. It looks as though you were billed for the Evo Trainer app. It's an app that you download that provides you with different workout tutorials. Now, this could have been bundled with something else, like if you took a survey, if you ordered a dietary supplement or like a watch, it could have been bundled with that. You would have received 1 month free, and if the account was not canceled, you were billed and enrolled into a monthly subscription. Now, being that you
okay.
have already
paid, I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying, being that you have already paid for this, this account was already canceled, so you...
Yes, I never authorized or downloaded any kind of an app. So my credit card company, I just received a letter. They said that they reached out to you guys, and so I got some information, you know, on an order 458925. So I don't... You know, I did a survey, I believe it was for Home Depot, and the watch was $7.95, and so I used my card to pay for that, but there wasn't anything about any extra money that I had to pay for downloading an app or anything like that. All of a sudden, that charge just appeared on my card. So that's... You know, you guys need to remove that because I'm sending...
You can't because you've already filed a dispute and your account has already been placed in chargeback. So we can't process any refunds to the account. If you would have contacted us prior to filing that dispute, we would have been able to assist you. But at this time, there's nothing that we can do.
Well, the thing is that... I didn't authorize no $24, and I mean, I authorized for the watch, but I didn't authorize any $24.90 whatever cents it was.
Well, your financial institution already reached out to us, and we provided them with the necessary documentation they required. That's why you received that letter in the mail from them, and your account was placed in chargeback. So at this time, there's no refunds that would be processed to this account.
Okay, so what does that mean, a chargeback?
That means your financial institution issued you a provisional credit. Once they conducted their investigation, they deemed that the charge was valid, and they took that provisional credit back from you, and the charge was charged back to your account.
Huh. Okay, well, I'm going to have to call them and dispute that information again, because there wasn't anything when I ordered that watch that notified me that I was going to be paying an additional $24. Where would that have Where would that have shown up?
On the website, because we sent you an email.
I did not get on your website.
That's why I said when you ordered it, it would have been bundled. So you would have received an email informing you of the charge.
I don't know, because you know what? So it was bundled with what?
As you mentioned, you said that you took a survey to win a watch. It could have been bundled with that, but you would have also received an email informing you that you had this for free, and for you to cancel out your account. So when you did not, you were charged
for it.
Well,
you know, I will never conduct another survey, because you know what? That other company, they did the same thing exactly, but they charged me like $100 for a $13 cream. And I never got on their website either. So that to me is just being fraudulent when the companies are doing that.
Well, if you would have contacted us before following the
There's
video.
No way I would have contacted you, ma'am, because I didn't know. You know what? What I do, I get into my email like once a week, and you know what? I delete everything that I don't recognize. Only when I get, information from, and then Pinnacle. It's like I never even heard of this company. I thought the watch was I thought it had to do with Home Depot, because it was a Home Depot survey that I did. I don't even know if Home Depot knows that you guys are doing stuff like this. But anyway, okay. Well, I'm just going to have to call them back and let them know.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye.